This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, episode number 12, which I have entitled, Two Things I Believe Every Christian Should Have in Their Walk. And this is part three. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to wrap up the episode today, but if not today, then I should be able to do it on the next part of this episode. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and it is just such a blessing to come and talk with you each and every episode, and hopefully down the road, maybe I'll eventually start to interview guests or have some guests on the program. I hope you're not getting tired of hearing just me, but I just want to have a conversation and get you to thinking about things that happen in our lives and just talk about what God's word says about the many issues that we face in our society today. God put this on my heart last year to start a podcast. I'm coming up to the 1 year anniversary. I'm very excited about that at the end of this month, which is the month of August, 2024. It'll be 1 year since I started this podcast. It's hard to believe how fast time goes and how fast the first year went. And I'm just beyond blessed that God has given me a platform to be able to do this. And I just pray that these have meant something to you in your life, that they've got you to thinking, whether it's one episode, whether you have tuned into every episode. I just want to encourage you to continue to read God's word and let the word of God speak to you in your life. Just as a reminder, of course, you can listen to the previous two parts of this episode, as well as all the other episodes on the major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And of course, you can also listen at the podcast website. And just remember that if you are searching on the podcast platforms, to type in Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Go ahead and type in the entire name of the podcast plus my name, and that way you can get the correct podcast. And I wanted to choose a name that others didn't have, and so that there would be no confusion. And like I said, I'm not going to go into any deep theological discussions. I'm just trying to give you a basic or a layman's perspective of how I see things and what I believe. And I know that there are many that have the same values and beliefs that I do as well. And this podcast is not just for Christians. I also want to make that very clear. This podcast is for those who don't know Christ. And I've talked about many different issues in life, what the Bible says about them. And so I just pray that if you don't know Christ, that you will come to know him as your personal Lord and Savior, and that you'll start your journey in walking with him. And so I'm trying to make it to where no matter what journey of life that you are on, whether you are on a walk with Christ or you're not, that you can hopefully understand this and just be inspired and encouraged by what you hear on this podcast. So like I said, I am talking about two things that I think every Christian should have in the Christian walk. And on the previous two parts of the episode, I've given you some verses and examples of conviction and discernment from my life. And here's the final example of conviction that I want to give you. And this is one that has taken place recently, just within the last month. And that is the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Unless you live under a rock or you don't pay attention to the media, then you probably know that there was a satanic depiction of the Lord's Supper in the opening ceremony. And I'm not going to go into all the details, and I know there are some that are trying to backtrack and say it wasn't meant to depict the Lord's Supper. It was depicting some famous painting or something like that. That's a bunch of nonsense, because even the lady who's in charge of the media for the Olympics came out and apologized and said, we didn't mean to offend Christians. Well, why would she come out and say we didn't mean to offend them if that's not what it really was depicting? So they know exactly what they're doing. Again, Satan is not stupid. He's not dumb. There were so many Christians that are like, well, we don't want to hate on people and we don't want to drive people away from Christ and do this. Well, look, you have to call evil evil and you have to call good good. And I was very disappointed in some of the friends that I saw that basically said, well, we as Christians shouldn't act this way and you have to call evil evil. Now, you don't necessarily have to call the people that are supporting it evil or that watch the Olympics evil. I'm not saying that, and I don't think any other Christians were saying that. We are saying that this world is trying to make a mockery of Christianity just like they have been doing for many, many years. And I'm going to give you some verses that talk about mocking God and how that is definitely not something that you want to do. And so it goes all along with what I've been talking about, this conviction and this discernment. Are you convicted by what you believe? Are you convicted about what the Bible says about certain things? And if you say yes, then I would ask you, were you convicted to not watch the Olympics because of the opening ceremony? Why would you want to support and watch and give ratings to something that mocked God, that mocked the Bible, and just said, we don't really care if this offends anybody, we're just going to do our own thing, and essentially making fun of God? Why would you want to do that? I'm a man of conviction, and now I wasn't watching the Olympics anyway. I don't watch a lot of TV to begin with because there's not a lot of good stuff on TV, and so I try not to watch TV unless it's just something that I'm really interested in or something, again, that I can support and that I can believe in. And so I was not planning on watching the Olympics anyway, but I know that some people were, and then after that happened, they said, I cannot do this. And speaking of the Olympics, here's something that a friend sent me today, and I really do appreciate him sending this to me. It was a post on X or on Twitter from someone. It's about an Olympic athlete that is competing in the Olympic Games. And here's what the post says. It says, people, colon, if you talk about Jesus, you will lose endorsements and deals. Here was the response of Sydney McLaughlin, who broke her own record for the sixth time in the 400-meter hurdles at the Paris Olympics. And again, this goes along with conviction and discernment. Here's what Sydney McLaughlin said. I don't live for the approval of people. And even if an endorsement or something wants to leave, I know God will provide for me in the best way he sees fit. I replied back to the person who sent that to me. I said, I love that because it goes right along with what I'm talking about. She has conviction. She knows what she believes. And she said, I'm going to talk about Jesus. I'm going to stand on the truth of his word. And if I lose endorsements for it, if companies say, we don't want you supporting our product anymore, and they take away that endorsement money, so be it. God will provide. I love that. I love when I see men and women living lives of convictions. That is the life that we should live. She is absolutely 100% correct. God will take care of her if she stands on the truth of his word and stands up about what is good and what is evil and what the Bible says. He will always provide like he said that he would. So I hadn't seen that post on Twitter, but I am so glad that that was sent to me because it goes right along with what I was talking about. But back to talking about the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. It was a little surprising to see some Christians' reactions. And if your pastor did not talk about it or did not mention it, then I have a problem with that as well, because I think it was something that was so just blatantly, I mean, the word I use is satanic, and it really was so blatantly against the Bible that it would be hard if your pastor is a Christian pastor to not stand up and say, look, here's what we believe. It's not our job to condemn the world. It's not our job to convict the world. That was Jesus's job. But we have got to stand and say, look, this is what we believe. This is what we hold dear. We are offended by this, and we should be, because God is our Father. He doesn't need us to defend him. He can defend himself. But we are not to just sit silent when we see people mocking God and say, well, that's okay, you know, and just, well, we still have to love them. We have to love them enough to tell them about the truth and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They may say that we're hating on them, or that we don't love them, and that we as Christians shouldn't be acting of that, and that Jesus tolerated this, and that Jesus tolerated that. Jesus did, but he was also the Son of God. And he's made very clear in his word what is good and what is not. And here's a verse that I want to read. The Olympics openly defied Christianity. They openly mocked God in those opening ceremonies. And I'm sure that the closing ceremonies are going to be just as demonic and satanic as the opening ceremonies were, because again, they don't care if they offend Christians. They don't care if they mock God. But the Bible makes it very clear that mocking God is something that is to be taken very seriously. Here's what Isaiah 5:20 says. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And there were some Christians who are still watching the Olympics that don't see any problem with it whatsoever. I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm trying to question somebody's faith. as I've said and as I strongly believe, and I will say it again and again, once saved, always saved. You can never lose your salvation. You can drift away from God, but you are always His. If you truly come and ask Him to be the Lord of your life and you ask Him in your heart, there is nothing that you can do that can separate you from Him. He is very clear. Now, Satan will want you to believe the opposite. He'll want you to believe that you've done something so terrible, so bad, God cannot love you, that you cannot be a part of the kingdom of God. But that is a lie from the pit of hell, because Satan is the father of all lie. He is the prince of darkness. And he will want you to believe the lie that you can do something so bad, or that you can do something that is beyond redemption, and that is definitely not true. I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to question somebody's faith, but it does make me wonder, are you really saved? Because you say you believe in the Bible, you see this demonic depiction of the Lord's Supper, one of the most deeply held events that took place in human history. The Last Supper before Jesus' crucifixion on the cross. There are many, many churches. I know my church does it once every quarter, where we have the Lord's Supper. It's something that's a ritual in the Christian faith. And I think it's something that's important because it reminds us of the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for us. So it's something that we hold near and dear to us. And to sit there and to see it be mocked and still say, well, you know, I'm not going to hold it against them, but I'm also not going to call it out and not call it evil. Did you hear what that verse just said? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. We have to call it evil. We have to say that it is evil and that it is demonic, because it is. But that doesn't mean that we can't love the people that made the decision to have that as part of the opening ceremony, or those who even support the Olympics and continue to watch it. We can still love on them, but we've got to make it very clear. And this is the problem. Christians do not live lives of conviction. They do not stand up for what is right and what is good and evil. But here's the thing, and this used to bother me when I would see people mock God and just basically make fun of God, shake their fist at God and say, you know, we don't really care. We're just going to do what we want to do. And God is not to be mocked, but God will have the last word like He always does. Here is a verse that is very sobering. If you read this verse and ponder it and think about it, then you don't have to worry about those who mock God, because He will have the last word. He sees it. He knows. He knew that they were going to mock Him long before He ever created the world. He is in charge. He knows what's going on. Here's what Galatians 6:7 says. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. So those who made that decision to mock God, they're going to reap what they sowed. God will have the last word. He is a God of justice. He's a righteous God, and He will not be mocked. It's hard. It is hard as Christians, because He seems to be mocked all over the place these days. And it's like nothing's happened. He hasn't struck anybody dead that I know of yet, but things can happen in people's lives. God will have the final word. He will not be mocked. Here's another verse that I want to share with you about mocking God, and it's Romans 2:6-8. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, He will give eternal life. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Wow. Let me read that one more time. He will render to each one of those according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, He will give eternal life. I did an episode about pride, and that right there is saying He will give grace. He will give eternal life to those that are humble. But to those who are self-seeking, who only care about themselves, they don't obey the truth, they don't care about the things of the Bible, there will be wrath and fury. And I heard that not long after the opening ceremonies, I believe there was an attack in Paris. I think it was on the subway. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I heard that there was like a terrorist attack. And you could sit there and say, well, that could be God's judgment for mocking Him, you know, on the country of France. It's possible. I don't know, and it's not for me to sit here and to figure it out. All I know is I don't have to worry. God is not easily offended, but He's also not going to be mocked either. but it's not for us to try and exact justice on somebody for doing that. It's for us to pray for them and to share the love and the good news of Jesus Christ with those. So that's the way that I look at it. That's the way that I hope that you can see it as well. But we have got to call evil, evil, and good, good. I cannot stress that enough. In this world, there isn't a lot of good. And that's why I don't think we hear a lot about that, because all you see is evil, 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 or normal, normal, normal. This world is evil. It's the devil's playground. That's why I'm so glad that when we are raptured or when we die, we will be in the presence of the Lord forever in heaven. Earth is not our final destination. You know, when you go and you check bags and they ask you, where's your final destination? My final destination is heaven and eternity with Jesus Christ. It's not this world. Thank the Lord, because this world is so messed up. And it, of course, goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, to sin. When sin entered into the world, it corrupted this world. And it's been getting worse and worse as the days draw near. And it says that in the Bible, in the last days, evil will be rampant. It'll be brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor, and then evil will seem to be like it's the one that's in charge in the world. So that's why we know we are living in the last days of Christ. I've got just a little bit more on this episode to talk with you about, so thought I might wrap it up today, but I didn't, so I'm going to wrap it up on the next part of this episode. I do want to tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that you've learned quite a bit so far. Maybe you have been convicted about something in your life listening to this episode, or maybe at the end of it, you're going to pray and ask God to help give you conviction, help give you discernment in your life. I really hope so. And I'm not sitting here saying I want to convict you through these episodes. That's not it. I just want to make you aware, especially to my brothers and sisters in Christ that are not convicted, that don't have discernment, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can have those things in your life. And I guarantee you things will be much, much better, because those two things will help you live a life that is pleasing to God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, once again, thank you for today. Thank you for all the blessings in my life. And Lord, thank you for giving us your word, which talks about conviction and discernment. And Lord, I just pray that there would be many that are listening today that would have more of these in their lives. When we live lives of conviction and discernment, we live lives that are more pleasing to you. And there are still many things in my life that I'm sure you will convict me of through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I just want to pray for those who don't know you, that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and that they would live as men and women of conviction as well. And Lord, for those like the ones who decided to do that in the opening ceremony, or who participated in the opening ceremony, Lord, I pray that you would convict them in their lives, and that they would feel that convicting power in their lives, and come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, just thank you for all of the blessings in my life and for being able to have a platform to share your word with the entire world. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for listening. I do hope that this podcast has been informative for you. And I've got many other topics that I talk about. Again, this is episode number 12, but I usually do several parts of an episode, so there should be plenty of content to keep you busy for quite a while, and I hope to do many more episodes in the near future. And like I said, I will wrap up this episode, which is episode number 12, two things I believe every Christian should have in their walk, on the next part. I'm Travis Sullivan. This is Truth from the Heart. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha. And God bless until next time.